All right, I want to greet you all this morning in Jesus' precious name. Glad to be with you again this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for all that you do for us. We just ask your blessing, Father, on this time together, a blessing upon your word. Lord, we ask that you'd fill us with your Spirit, God. Give us wisdom, Father, as we open your word and apply it to our lives. Again, we thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right. Well, like I said, it's been a blessing to be here this morning. I want to open our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 3. Again in verse 1, I think. Want to keep in mind as we read through this, the goal that I want to try to get across this morning is goes with a lot of things that were already said. Just that last song was saying, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And that's, I think that's, that should be our goal in life. And I want us to, as we look through this, read this, that's kind of the underlying thing that so easy for us to get settled, so easy for us to lose focus on what is important, what is real, and we get sidetracked so easily. And I just want us to kind of take some time to think about that right now. This verse 1 says, "This now, beloved, the second letter I'm writing to you, in which I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder." I think that's what Peter was trying to do, is just a reminder. Just remember that, and then he said that you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken by your apostles. Here he's just reminding them to go back to those who've gone before and listen to them. The holy prophets and the commandments of the Lord and the Savior spoken, and the words spoken by your apostles. This, their goal. You know, a lot of times our goals can get twisted. We seek after comfort. We seek after prosperity. We seek after things that come with, you know, a good life. And we kind of lose focus on the real goal. And that real goal is that we can go to be with the Lord. And here these verses, he's talking, reminding us that the Lord will come again. And that was the message of these prophets and Christ and the apostles, that this world is not our home. This world, we're just, the song, you know, "This world's not my home, I'm just a passing through." And it's so easy for us to forget that, especially in times when things are well, things are good. You know, I've just been thinking about the state of the world around us, the country around us. We just see things falling every day almost, just bad things, just all around how people act. And I've just been thinking about that and reminded, you know, just the foundation of this country, and it was founded on godly principles. And you know, a lot of times we look and see what's happening today, and we see that absence of godly principles, and we just long for a time when those principles would be restored, you know, and that the bad things that are going on just wouldn't be, and that good things would happen and there'd be prosperous, you know. And we get caught up in that sometimes, and we begin to see that as our goal. And that's not our goal. You know, it's we lament that, you know, we want the best for everyone, but and that's why, you know, the principles that God had established, you know, it produces good. Whenever people are good and there's high morals and there's a society that has good principles to live by, there will be prosperity. And it was from the very beginning. That's God set it up for the people of Israel, that they would prosper. And you apply those principles in life and you'll have a godly nation, or, you know, as far as those principles, that kind of godly nation. But that's not our goal. You know, we see our nation around us that sodomy and just killing babies, abortion, just all of those things that are going on, they're not from God, and God can't bless that and won't bless that. And so we kind of long for a time whenever that stuff isn't around us anymore, that's all put down. And that would produce a goodness in the land and a goodness in the world. And we long for that a lot of times. You know, we just think if we get the right politicians in there that could fix all these laws, that things would go better. But what good is that? For it to get prosperous again and then decline again and go right back into the same stuff. And that's not where our battle is. Our battle is just that we might dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, whenever we begin to look around us and we see the things going on in the world, it strikes fear in our heart and we're afraid. That's where we lose our focus and we begin to get discouraged because of things going so bad sometimes. And we allow fear to creep in. It's because we've lost sight of our real goal. You know, we get discouraged whenever we hear bad news. And that's the purpose of it. I mean, I think that's, you know, people listen to the news or they read the papers and it's just full of things that would discourage us. There's not much positive at all in it. And we that just brings us down. And the problem is it's bringing us down from a false place in the first place. If our goals and our plan was on a higher plane, then whatever happens in the world is not important. It doesn't matter. Because all we have to do, like one of the boys said, is go through it. I just appreciated, you know, I appreciate that thought or that idea that it doesn't really matter what we go through. The thing that Cade brought out about the man that had good luck one day and bad luck one day, the next day, you know, it was, if you just look at all of those things that happened, God used them all for His good. If we could be in that mindset, not just necessarily like him, just, well, maybe, you know, that he was almost just a gloomy person. Well, maybe. You know, he's afraid that something else was going to happen worse tomorrow. But if we had the mindset of praise the Lord, all I have to do is go through it. And the way we do that is just like another boy brought out, one step at a time. That's all we have to do, is take the next step. And that's the way to prosperity. Not physical, not politically, not governmentally in this world, but prosperity in our souls. Because that's what we are, a soul. Just passing through this dark world. And we are so easily caught up in it. You know, we just so easily put our faith in, if I've got a good job, my faith if everybody's healthy, my faith is whenever I've got all my bills paid or trying to get my bills paid or whichever way we are, But it's all get focused on this one thing, trying to make our lives better right now in this world or in this world. And that's the way you do that. It's just, you just keep pressing on. But the problem is, what are we pressing on to? What are we going to gain if we get everything in the world figured out just like we want it right here? Reading on down here, it says that when the Lord returns, it's all going to be destroyed and melted with great heat, with fervent heat it talks about. And it'll all be taken away. So whatever good we might be able to establish in a world, you know, even based on godly principles, godly values, and is very successful and prosperous and good, guess what's going to be all destroyed? Everything here. And only that which the Lord takes with Him. And that's the soul that's ready to be with Him. I appreciated the thought about the being the lowly person. All I remember is my grandma used to tell me that she didn't care if I was nothing but a ditch digger. She just said, "You just be the best ditch digger you can." And our problem, I think, one of the problems we have is we all have this idea that we've got to be the best we can, but we got to be the best we can at the highest level we can. You know, we think if we're not reaching to the highest level that we can reach to and then be the best that we can, that we're not successful. But that is exactly what the world is shooting for. That's exactly what this government or whatever, you know, this society that we live in, that would be the highest thing possible for the world. To live in a godly place and then be the highest and the best you can be in it. But what's going to happen to this world? That's not what we're shooting for. That's not our goal. You know, if we just do the best we can at the lowest position we can be, we're successful. If our goal is the kingdom of heaven, if our goal is to be what the Lord wants us to be, if our goal is to seek for a city that's not built with hands. And I think a lot of times we, by seeking the highest and best, we lose sight. What it does is it kind of puts a cloud over or builds a little wall in between the highest and best. We're trying to get this godly world, this godly society, promoting it. But there's something higher than that. And that's what, you know, these godly principles that we can apply and that are good for the world. I mean, they make it a nicer place to live here. But Christian principles are higher than those things. We got to take the prosperity or the things that the world's seeking after and rise above those things. That's the gospel. That's what Jesus did. You know, the highest is when everything's fair. But Jesus said, if someone slaps you on the cheek, you turn the other. Justice and the highest thing in the world is to get that avenged and to get it fixed. But a higher yet is to rise above even being wronged. All of the principles that Jesus taught were different than the godly principles that produce a good world and a good government. He's producing principles that reach into the kingdom of heaven because they rise above even the good that everyone loves and would like to obtain to. He is trying to call us to something that's higher than that. He's trying to get us to a mountain that's higher than I, a rock that is higher than I. And a lot of times the way we get to that is not by trying to be the best or the highest way up here, but just to be the best at being the lowest way down here sometime. Just one of the boys at work, just he was asking me some questions yesterday while we were just moving boards, picking up trash, cleaning up. He said, why aren't you doing, making all the money that you can? Why aren't you out there? He just couldn't believe that. And he asked, a little about it. And I said, well, whenever I was 30 years old, I had 30 houses. And he just couldn't believe that and said, why? And I said, well, I decided to follow the Lord and chose, I don't need all that. There's a higher place. There's something higher. And I want to be the best at picking up trash and the best at just moving boards around. I don't have to impress anybody with a title or being the best at the hardest or the whatever. We can be the best at the lowest and still be reaching towards the kingdom of God. It's so easy for us to get in our minds and in our heads a goal that is not the highest goal. It looks the highest and seems the highest, but there's a goal much higher than that, that not made with hands, that the eye, the natural eye, can't see. That only when we have our eye focused on that which is higher than I, we can get a glimpse of and we can strive towards that. And it's so easy for us, myself, to get caught up with things of this world and forget that there's a much higher place, that the Lord is returning. And that should be our goal. Not to make this the best place by being that person. We make it a better place. See, that's where the goal gets messed up. Because we think by being the better people, the better person, we'll make this place a better place. And what happens? It becomes better for us and for those around us sometimes. And then we begin to trust in that goal instead of the higher one. We do better not just because it'll make things better around us. We take that other place so that we can be seeking for that other kingdom, the one that Christ is bringing when He returns. Verse 10, it says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. The earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to His promise, we're looking for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. It's so easy for us to try to make this heaven on earth, and put it here. But our goal should be higher than that. Remember, all of these things will be destroyed. All of these things will be destroyed. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. And it says, verse 12, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed. Looking for and hastening. Looking for and hastening. You know, how long has it been since we've really thought in our hearts that we're looking for the Lord to return? We're looking for the, and hastening. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. That's the cry of these prophets and the apostles and Christ Himself. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Sometimes I wonder, you know, do we even really want Him to come? I'm so busy just taking care of the things right here and making things so comfortable, so good, that it's just be hard to leave, wouldn't it? Instead of looking for and hastening to the coming of the Lord. We get comfortable. You know, we see the world kind of going bad, and we know that God will, you know, we just see things collapsing maybe around us. And we get fearful and we get afraid. But instead of that, looking for and hastening. You know, the Bible tells that there's a lot of things will be happening when the Lord returns. A lot of them don't seem too good. And we're afraid of those things, because maybe because we don't believe that's what will hasten the Lord's return. That we've just got to go through them. But we dread that so bad. We just don't like it because it's uncomfortable to us that we don't really want to go through them. And so we'd just as soon put off the Lord's returning to have it pretty nice. You know, just to keep it kind of nice for ourselves. But the heart of the apostles, the prophets, Christ Himself is, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God? You see, our time isn't now for to have everything we need and everything we want and be prosperous and gaining every day. The time is when the Lord returns. It's about His glory and His taking over again, His return, His triumphal entry. I just want to remind us of that. You know, it's wonderful to make the world a better place, but that's not our goal. We make the world a better place because that's God's principles put into effect. But just putting into effect God's principles is not what's needed. Our goal, that's a byproduct. Don't get caught up in the byproduct. Press on towards the real goal. And if good things come on the way, praise the Lord. But if someone takes our horse on the way, praise the Lord. If we have bad, you know, we just go through it. We take the next step. because our goal is a kingdom that's not built with hands. May the Lord add his blessing. Anyone have anything you'd like to share? Back here at 6 o'clock this evening. Don't have anything. All right. Well, God bless y'all. Depart in peace.